Recent decisions in India are posing a big challenge to the citizens. What about ministries? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The rupee conundrum is forcing everyone to rethink how they operate on a daily basis. We're going to share a couple of ways that you can step in. Meanwhile, are we ready to raise up the next generation of Great Commission leaders? Something to consider. But first, time is running out to change over the 500 and 1,000 rupee notes in India. After December 30th, they're no good. The government was trying to get a handle on a counterfeiting problem, but created chaos instead. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti explains.
They issued a 2,000 rupee note, but nobody would accept it because nobody had change for it because the thousands and 500s were not usable.
Then it got really crazy. If you made it to town to change your notes, people couldn't make change, and there weren't enough 100s to go around. It's both disruptive and distracting, says Podaiti. But there's an upside.
The ministries are finding creative ways to get things done. Some cases we've resorted to barter system, paying workers in rice and other essential commodities that they need for their daily living.
This was the backdrop to the recent tour Bibles for the World was on, laying the groundwork for a children's evangelism launch in 2017 with Awana India and Zimzam Global.
We're going to take that beyond our existing churches out into the field, training our young evangelists and missionaries in Awana so that they can go out and use that as a way to build trust, first with the children, then with their families, and hopefully eventually plant churches in these unreached villages.
Next, India Partners is also looking for ways to work through this dilemma. As Donna Glass of India Partners explains, it's another challenge among many perpetuating poverty in India. India Partners assists the poor on many fronts through disaster relief, vocational training, sponsorship, and more.
In India, rich in hope, justice, and the compassion of Christ. That's our ultimate vision for India. India is a big country, 1.2 billion people. The city of Mumbai has over 20 million people in that one city. And, you know, India is only 2-3% Christian. There's a lot of unreached people there.
God is working. Glass shares a favorite story. About 9 years ago, she met a group of Christian women who'd been rejected by their families.
They still came to church. They still believed in Christ. They did not give up. They did not denounce Christ because they would be more comfortable. So they would walk from village to village and beg. And so they wanted prayers. And it was so humbling to pray for these women and to see their strength.
Help bring hope and justice to India. Through the end of the month, your gift to their Where Most Needed Fund will be matched dollar for dollar. And finally, what comes to mind when I say millennials? You know, people between the ages of 18 and 35. Maybe you think lazy or entitled. But consider this. Millennials number about 2 billion worldwide, and in Western nations, most of them are tech-savvy. This is putting them on the fast track to management positions. And when it comes to church leadership, Ken Yonke of Global Advance says passing the baton is difficult for some leaders, but maybe not for the reasons you might assume.
One of the things that we kept hearing from these leaders was this millennial generation, we want to involve them in the work of advancing the gospel and completing the Great Commission, but we don't really understand what it takes to do that. Can you help us?
Global Advance asked more than 400 millennial Christians from 24 countries about their spiritual needs and perspectives, and the results were more than encouraging. So what's next?
We're trying to take real strategic steps to train and equip both millennials as well as existing leadership on the leadership characteristics that are scriptural and biblical that can help bridge this leadership gap.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Well, Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a gift catalog to help their national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.